We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, eco-conscious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1, at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotel on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tin Man County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, President Ma Ying-jeou of Formosa or Taiwan encourages harmonious relations with South Korea. In animal news, Siggy, a three-year-old Pekingese dog in the USA, creates fabulous artworks. In green news, the Irish government plans to have over 200,000 electric cars on the road by 2020. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, May 13th, distinguished composer Sir Arthur Seymour Sullivan was born in 1842 in London, England. Sir Arthur was a professor of composition at London's Royal Academy of Music and conductor of the London Philharmonic. He is remembered for his composition of hymns, chamber music, symphonies, and grand operas. His music for the production of William Shakespeare's The Tempest first brought him wide recognition. Other popular works of his include the Oratorio, The Light of the World, and the cantata The Golden Legend. Sir Arthur is most well known for his musical collaboration with Sir William Schwenk Gilbert. The HMS Pinafore, the Pirates of Penzance, and the Mikado are among their most famous and are still performed today. May more musical geniuses such as Sir Arthur Sullivan share their marvelous talents to uplift the hearts and minds of many.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Australia. In early February, the Victorian landscapes were scorched by the worst wildfires in the nation's history.
When it happened, the sheer vastness, the ferocity, all of it was just overwhelming.
The wildfires were devastating to nature and wildlife. Many lives were lost, including an estimated 2 million animals. On February 8th, the day of the initial wildfires, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $30,000 to support the most affected areas. Our association's relief team went to the King Lake and other stricken regions, where they responded to requests for urgent necessities and emergency generators to restore power for residents in need.
On February 24th, when three new fires caused hundreds to have to leave their homes, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $20,000 more to purchase urgently needed items and asked our association's relief team to please check again to comfort and help in whatever way possible. Finding that helpful resident neighbours and the government had sufficiently met the afflicted people's needs, the Australian team visited numerous wildlife shelters and organisations to convey Master's love and financial assistance. Many of the relief recipients were volunteers working to rescue and rehabilitate the animals affected by these fires.
And they accept treatment so well, they know they're being treated and they really calm down and accept it.
In addition to wildlife, domestic animals also suffered in the fires. One veterinarian clinic in the Whittlesea area has been treating hundreds of injured animal companions free of charge.
And for a lot of those people, the pets were one of the last thing that they had left. So being able to turn to them and say, it isn't going to cost you anything, it's what you do it all for.
Some recipients expressed their surprise and gratitude at Supreme Master Qinghai's generosity.
Believe that.
That's absolutely amazing. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Master Qinghai.
Our sincere gratitude for the devoted endeavours of all those engaged in animal rescue and care. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her love extended to the many beings affected by the devastating blazes. Our appreciation for the efforts of our association's relief team, as we also pray for the smooth recovery to productive daily life of the afflicted. With the grace of heaven, may such tragedies become a thing of the past through our increased benevolence towards all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
We from the European Commission will give another 9 million euros.
European Commission contributes aid to Afghanistan. A $46 million US dollar amount has been pledged for those affected by conflict and natural disasters in Afghanistan, as well as Afghan asylum seekers in Pakistan and Iran. The funds will be used to provide clean water, sanitation, shelter and food assistance projects. Providence bless the European Commission for your helping hand extended to Afghan brethren. May their lands be soon graced with lasting harmony and peace.
Swine flu still spreading quickly. A total of more than 5,250 cases are currently confirmed across 33 countries, with newly reported cases also now confirmed in Canada, the United States, Thailand, Finland, and Cuba.
In its summary of findings released on Monday, the World Health Organization, or WHO, indicated that this new swine flu has a secondary surge rate of 22 to 33%, which is much higher than the 5 to 15% range of seasonal flu. Unlike previous recent viral threats, such as avian flu, the current AH1N1 swine flu virus has been found to be highly contagious even prior to an individual having any symptoms of fever, making it more difficult to detect.
The WHO has warned that the severity of the virus could change, especially as it goes into the southern hemisphere. Scientists are already saying that this swine flu virus could easily approach the scale of the pandemic of 1957, which claimed 2 million lives, or even the level of 1918, when tens of millions perished. Health officials have in fact been expecting the next such global outbreak since the avian influenza began spreading widely in 2003.
In a phone interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Welfare at the Humane Society of the United States, explained that a more devastating rate of infection is just a matter of time.
If anything, I mean, the influenza doesn't like the heat. In fact, we should expect as the summer months in the Northern Hemisphere come upon us that there will be a decrease in cases, as what happened in 1918. Started in the spring there. Very mild cases went away in the northern hemisphere, switched to the southern hemisphere where there was winter. And then in the fall, when flu season came back, it hit us with a vengeance, killed 50 to 100 million people around the globe.
Our prayers for everyone's safety in the midst of this potentially dangerous trend. May more and more people across the globe consider adopting the plant-based diet as the most effective way to protect the health of themselves and their families.
California newspaper shares nutritionist tips for being veg. The Ventura County Star in Southern California, USA, has published 10 tips to assist readers in making the transition to a vegetarian diet. Some of these include: 1. Explain your new decision to family and friends. 2. Have some new recipes ready to make the switch fun, such as those found at goveg.com. 3. Make sure you eat a healthy balance of such foods like vegetables, fruits, grains, legumes. 4. Get enough protein from foods such as nuts, beans, and seeds. 5. Try the many meatless protein products available at your grocery store, such as veggie sausage patties, chicken nuggets, and so on. Many thanks, Ventura County Star, for your practical steps encouraging the transition to a nutritionally stable veg diet. With the grace of the Providence, may more and more readers be inspired towards this personal and planet-saving trend.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Preeclampsia, Campylobacter,
Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy.
Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk.
Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease.
Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Couple lay down their lives to save their dogs. During an outing with their baby daughter and two dogs in Kilwinning, Ayrshire, Scotland, Laura Fry and Darren Greenan became concerned for the dogs' safety as they swam in the nearby River Garnock and began struggling to return to shore. Darren jumped in to rescue the canines, and his partner Laura joined to help him. However, with the river's depth and currents being much stronger from several days' previous rain, all were sadly overcome in the waters. We send our deep sympathies to the loved ones of the brave and noble-hearted Laura Fry, Darren Greenan, and their canine companions. May their souls rest serenely in heaven's everlasting comfort and love. Touched by Miss Fry and Mr. Greenan's selfless deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing each of them with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award in honor of their loving courage. In addition, she is offering £2,000 sterling and all her love for the family to help with the funeral service.
Journalist safely released. A decision made by a three-judge panel granted the release of freelance Iranian-American journalist Roxana Sabiri in Tehran, Iran, on Monday. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Iran's Judiciary Chief Mahmoud Hashemi Shahroudi had previously urged for a fair trial and requested that Ms. Sabiri be provided with proper legal representation. Ms. Sabiri has lived in Iran since 2003 and served as a journalist in reporting for the US-based National Public Radio, or NPR, the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, and ABC News.
We are very heartened that she has been released and wish her and her family, all of the very best we can send their way.
Our appreciation, Iranian judges, for this fair decision. We are grateful to His Excellency, President Ahmadinejad, and all others who conveyed their support of a just trial and wish Ms. Sabiri a warm reunion with loved ones. May she and all fellow media members be ever protected while carrying out their valued duties of reporting accurate and up-to-date news.
Save Our Planet. Actions for Africa to Remedy Climate Change. At a time when only a fast solution can make a real difference for the globe, Supreme Master Ching Hai offers a clear and practical way to save the planet. She spoke during the live Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet video conference with dignitaries, government, media and the public in Lomé, Togo, addressing some concerns specific to the African continent.
Although research has indicated that livestock production in Africa is not on as large a scale as abroad, it is nevertheless an excessively carbon-intensive activity that has been growing in scale based on anticipated demand. Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted this as an activity that very simply must be halted for life on Earth to be preserved.
If we eliminate meat from our diet, global warming is reduced very quickly by a tremendous amount, if not the most of it. If everyone becomes vegan, stops raising more animals for food, and instead growing organic vegetables, our Earth and the environment can be saved. And as quick as we could not even imagine, in a few weeks. Another important part of the remedy is to do good deeds, to spread the positive good energy. Also, we can pray to heaven for mercy and protection. We need heaven's intervention, and we need everyone now to cooperate to save the planet. By being veg, going green, and doing good, I too pray for Africa's well-being, and I'm praying also for the planet's well-being. Thank you.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her insights that light the way to humanity's survival. Let us seek heaven's protection through our virtuous actions, including the practice of the vital animal-free lifestyle.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Oceans in danger of being emptied of life. In a May 10th article in the British Times newspaper, Professor Callum Roberts at the University of York in the UK wrote of how the seas have drastically changed, perhaps irreversibly, due to human activities such as fishing and hunting.
With documented whale hunting extending back as far as the 12th or 13th centuries, the Atlantic grey whale had been driven to extinction by the 1600s. Today, northern right whale populations number only in the hundreds, as this majestic species faces the same fate. Moreover, loss of marine mammal populations negatively impacts those of other species as well.
Professor Roberts, we are thankful for your observations alerting us to these sad losses and the ocean's currently fragile ecosystems. Let us swiftly act in better stewardship to preserve these gentle marine animals and all fellow co-inhabitants of the seas.
At the March 2009 Climate Change Conference in Jalapa City, Mexico, joined by Mexican dignitaries and the public, honoured guest Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference about the preciousness of ocean life and what could be done to restore it.
It is not only oil, but other of our actions as well, such as overfishing and chemical runoff from farms and factories. These all cause harm because they do not consider the impact of our actions on other beings. Every being on earth and in the sea has value, no matter how small they might look, and something unique to do on this planet. It is our ignoring this balance and the preciousness of all life that has contributed to our global danger right now. The way to solve this problem is through greater consideration for all lives. This means we should respect all lives and in action if everyone is vegetarian. Better still vegan, I mean, having an animal-free diet, then there is a different outlook, different conception for development of all kinds. In our case, it will proceed with compassion and care, which is what we need to restore the wonders of our marine life.
Save our planet. Cambodia stops sand exports to protect environment. Prime Minister Hun Sen has signed into law the banning of sand exports, which in the past has amounted to 40,000 to 50,000 tons of sand a month, a business that often collapsed homes and riverbanks along the Mekong and Tonle Basak rivers. Sand dredging will now be limited to areas within the country where water flow is blocked or where nature can be fully restored. Our respectful green salute, Your Excellency, and Cambodia for these responsible actions that help protect your citizens and the landscape of your beautiful country.
Save Our Planet. Members of the community of West Roxbury, Massachusetts, USA, hold group meetings to support local eco-contributions in reducing household carbon emissions.
Save Our Planet. Thanks to an internationally funded study that is launching data-gathering buoys across the Indian Ocean, scientists will learn more about how climate change influences monsoon rains and hurricane activity.
Save Our Planet. Author and food resource expert Michael Pollan encourages US President Barack Obama to support meat reduction as a way to lower greenhouse gas emissions.
This is Lovely Jew.
Hi all, we are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
Jew and I enjoy a delicious plant-based diet.
That's for sure, Sweet Co. Today we'd like to share a frugal household tip with you.
If you have a pot or pan that is difficult to clean, baking soda can help make the job a little easier.
After rinsing the dish, pour a little baking soda on it and then rub it in with a sponge or washcloth. Keep repeating the process until your cookingware is shining once again.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
World news, Formosan or Taiwanese president promotes collaboration with South Korea. President Ma Ying-jeou of Formosa encouraged enhanced relations with South Korea to support peace in the area of the Taiwan Strait and the Korean Peninsula. He stated that trade between the two lands has increased with each being the other's fifth largest trading partner. We respectfully laud you, President Ma Ying-jeou, for your cordial overtures to South Korea. May all leaders work together to bring harmony to every corner of the world.
In animal news, Ziggy, a 3-year-old Pekingese dog, is an accomplished artist. His paintings have been auctioned for as much as $250, with the proceeds being donated to animal rescue organizations. Ziggy, who lives with his caregiver, Miss Elizabeth Monticelli in Southern California, uses a paper towel roll connected to a paintbrush to produce his abstract artwork. Miss Monticelli, a violin teacher, often plays in Chinese Qigong music to help get him in the painting mood. Heaven bless you, Ziggy, for brightening up our world with your vibrant creations. May you and your human companion, Elizabeth, enjoy many more years of fun and artistic communication. Up next on Noteworthy News, Ireland signs agreement for eco-friendly cars. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned for more hopeful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, merry news for a long-lived world. In green news, Ireland moves towards eco-friendly cars. The nation plans to have 230,000 electric vehicles on the roads by 2020. This will be the equivalent of 10% of the total number of operating cars. It will reduce both carbon emissions and operating costs. Already, agreements have been signed with France's Renault and Japan's Nissan, and similar arrangements are envisioned with other car manufacturers. Kudos, Ireland, for taking these significant steps to protect our environment. We wish you much success in becoming a zero emissions and sustainable nation.
Please join us for some innocent laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Family Member.
Two little kids talking to each other. Simon asks, Johnny, are you the youngest member of your family? Johnny said, no, my puppies.
And now for today's Heartline. Miss Joanne Rose, Australian actress, model, spokesperson and founder of Vegan Vision, was featured on Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. The following is Miss Rose's lovely Heartline.
The brilliance, creativity and visual magic of Supreme Master TV is the wave of the future. Big thank you to all of you for your incredibly outstanding work. My family in Australia and some of my friends in the US were able to catch the screening and absolutely loved it. Massive thanks to each and every one of you. I received several fan emails since the airing of the show. Very sweet. Thanks and thanks again for so much, all at Supreme Master TV. For the animals, Joanne from Australia.
Joyful and beautiful Joanne, the pleasure is ours. We're excited to hear that you and others liked it. May your love for our animal friends help bring many to the compassionate vegan diet. All the best in your noble endeavors. We wish God's abundant blessings to you, your family and friends, as well as the generous Australian people, with all our heart and appreciation.
Do you have a Heartline today? As always, we would love to hear about the uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world, so please send them to us, along with any comments, to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline.
May your every moment be filled with peace and heavenly inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The State Senate of Texas, USA, votes to ban trans fat use in restaurants to help reduce obesity and protect public health.
A study by Dr. Laura S. Sadowski and colleagues of John Stroger Hospital in Illinois, USA, finds that chronically ill homeless people provided with housing have fewer hospitalizations and emergency room visits.
Bosnian director Aida Begic wins the prestigious New Director Award for his movie Snow at the 52nd San Francisco International Film Festival in San Francisco, USA.
Malaysian animal welfare groups are working to rescue hundreds of dogs that have no food on a deserted island near Selangor in Malaysia.
An international scientific conference was held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to discuss ways to stop the spread of the swine influenza virus and protect the health of the people.
Two Italian widows, Lucia Ronini and Gemma Capra, whose husbands were on opposite sides in a civil conflict nearly four decades ago, shook hands in a touching memorial ceremony in Rome.
Turkish scholar Nimet Yildirim is translating the remaining portion of Ferdowsi's Shahnameh, a national literary epic of Iran, into the Turkish language.
The grocery chain Andronico's in Northern California, USA, has halted the sale of foie gras, fattened liver from force-fed ducks, stating that it would stop this inhumane practice.
A survey of Australians found that the majority agreed that the government needs to do more to help people quit the harmful habit of alcohol drinking.
Singapore President S.R. Nathan meets with North Korea's top legislator Kim Jong-nam to further their country's relations as well as discuss regional and global developments.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.